When the power went out in Newtok on August 23rd, many homes flipped on their personal generators. Sandra Ayuluk didn't have one strong enough to power her two freezers. After the outage continued past 1 week, 2 week, and into the third week, Sandra opened her freezers and discovered the worst.
My food in the freezer ruined.
Her husband, Jonah Ayuluk, knew all too well the list of food items that were supposed to last them through the winter.
Moose meat, salmon, filet, halibut, berries.
Many of Sandra and Jonah's friends and family, even if they had their own generators, couldn't help. One of the Ayuluk's neighbors, Carolyn George, says that's because it's nearing the end of the summer subsistence season.
I don't have any room in my freezer. It's heartbreaking. All that subsistence they did over the summer, all that hard work, just down the drain.
Carolyn says even for families who do have their own generators, it can cost $50 a day for fuel to keep them running. Newtok's electric power system is extremely fragile. The village's power company has two generators, a main and a backup. Tribal Administrator Andrew John says the main one was almost 30 years old when it broke down permanently a few years ago. And since then, Newtok has relied on the smaller backup generator, which just barely manages to power the whole village, and couldn't last forever.
We knew early on that it was just a matter of time. And unfortunately, that little backup generator finally gave up.
Newtok had a plan for that. The village ordered a backup for the backup, leaving it on the runway this past year. But when they needed it, they couldn't move it off the runway. That's because the village's Bobcat tractor broke down. Andrew says workers struggle to move the generator parts without the tractor.
And we're talking 800 pounds apiece, and there's two of them.
It's taken almost 3 weeks, but he says the workers were able to muscle those parts over to the powerhouse.
They went to the store and bought a can of mussels, took a big old bite, and said, let's go.
With the parts now in place, Andrew says the workers should hopefully finish installation by the end of this week. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.